you'd have to holler that word "whoa" with your bride.
Well, if you were plowing with a horse, you know, those things that you hold in your hand to guide him with, what do you call those?
Lines.
Those are lines?
Yeah.
Would it be, what if you were just riding on a horse?
Well, that'd be a bridle. Bridle line. Bridle reins.
Reins.
Yeah, reins, that's right.
I see, yeah. Well, if you've got to go somewhere and you've got to get your horse ready, you know, put on the bridle and saddle and all that, you say you have to do what?
Have to saddle up the horse. Go, I've heard him say, go get the horse, put the bridle on him, bring him on in, I'll put the saddle on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Ever heard people use the expression of harness him up?
You put the harness on him, hitch him to the wagon or the buggy, whatever, to the plow. Work either way, I mean, very far.
That's it.
Harness him. Harness him.
Yes, sir. And when you're riding a horse, those things that you put your feet in, those are the...
On stirrups. Saddle stirrups.
Yes, sir. That's it. You know, if you've got two horses hitched to a wagon, the one that's on the right, you call him anything in particular?
Well, you name the animal, more likely. You may call him Brigham or Frank or... It may be female, you call it Molly. Gee, Molly. Get over there, Molly. Step up a little bit, Dan, or something like that, you know. Keep them in line with one another. Keep one don't drag back, let them take the whole load.
Right. You ever heard one called a lead horse?
Yeah, that's a spike team.
It's a what?
Called a spike team.
What is that?
A lead horse. Yeah, I'm talking about now where they hitch two hitched to a wagon and one at the front.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's called a spike team.
That's two horses?
Three horses.
Three horses. Oh,
yeah.
I see. And the one in front's a lead horse.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a lead horse too.
Hmm. I wonder why they call it a spike team.
Well, it's because it's that head and it's just sharp off, you know.
I see. Yeah, that's interesting. I want to ask you about the names for a few parts of the body, like this part right here.
It's called a forehead.
Forehead.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes when men let their hair grow out on their face, you say they're growing a
whisker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about the name.
Anything besides that, he's growing himself a
mustache and a whisker.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What about a beard?
Yeah, that's about a beard.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Do you men who wear beards?
Well, all right, you asked me for the truth, and I'm going to come up with the truth.
All right.
Well, it'd be all right for him to do this. Now, we'll have to drop back in the Bible. It'd be all right for him to wear his hair long, and I don't know about the beard. I think it's not too nice to wear a beard, but this style has come from bad people, such as hippies, and they got another name, but I can't call it that.
Well, for those people?
Yeah, the hippies. There's another name come across the water, and I forgot what to call that. But they all joined up with this year. And the word hippie means disobedient to me. I mean, they are mean people. They go, they'll do mean. And did they get on this dope, and that just doubles it. And that makes me disgusted to see anybody wearing this. I'm like this now, but them like I am by a woman and a man. I don't know a he from a she. All right? And I don't know whether he's a real hippie or just got the style.